Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, CJ Martis, and you're listening to the Angel Connection, your source for all things angelic. It's Friday, January 6th. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. You know, I had a really busy week this week, as I'm sure it was for many of you. Maybe not quite as busy as the holidays were. That was really go, 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 right? We're all rushing around. Well, I'm happy to announce that according to the angel message this week, you'll be glad to know the angels say that the upcoming week is easy breezy compared to recent weeks. So I'm all for that. Before we get started, I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of folks. I want to say hello to Lisa in New Mexico. She's a special earth angel to me, and also to my good friend Liz in Chicago. She's having some health issues right now, and if I can ask all you listeners to send her some prayers and happy thoughts, please do that, okay? I want to welcome you all to this edition of my show. I've entitled it My Special Helpers. I have a couple of inspiring people stories to share with you, and this week's angel message, of course. I have a special guest this evening, which is always a treat. Her name is Sage Aram Nash. She's a wife and a mother of three wonderful special needs children. And guess what? Her life is just full of angels. So I can't wait to talk to her because I'm sure she's got some interesting stories to share with us tonight. Then, of course, I go to the phones to talk to you wonderful folks out there. Remember, the call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. And also, I just want to mention, due to the number of callers I'm getting each week, I just want to apologize in advance because I have limited time if I can't get to you before the end of the program. But my producer, Michelle, is fantastic about trying to help people get in on the following week, so just be patient. Or if you really can't wait, you could visit my website, cjmartis.com. So, I was always, as I do for every week, in preparing, I try to find some inspiring stories. I think the news tells us too many things all the time that are so negative. So I like to be hopeful. You know me, I'm the queen of positivity here. So my first little tidbit here is about a man named Ted Beatty. And he's basically a Missouri small business owner. And I couldn't believe when I actually read this story. So he owns a consignment shop. And so, in order to put pieces in that shop, he has to attend a lot of different auctions. And so he goes to an estate auction in late December. And he has this eye on a chair that looked really nice there, that he probably could sell. And after the auction, he was looking at the chair, and he lifted the cushion to see who the manufacturer was. And, oh my God, he was astounded. There's this pile of cash under the cushion. Well, most people would think jackpot, right? Finders keepers, losers weepers, but not Ted. He immediately scoops up the cash. He doesn't even count it. And when he returned it to the owners when they counted the money, it totaled $4,000. So can you imagine your surprise lifting this cushion? And it was interesting because all the folks that knew him said that was just like Ted, it didn't belong to him, and he returned it to the owners. And I would imagine if you're having an estate sale, you probably need those funds. So I'm sure on the other end of it, they appreciated getting that $4,000 back. But, it's just so interesting when we're faced with those kind of choices to make. But it was awesome when I read about Ted and what he did. And the other person I want to mention is an inspiring lady I've known for a while. Her name is Jane. And I'm just always I think she's such a remarkable person because she spends a great deal of her time helping all kinds of people, but also helping animals, dogs especially. And Jane is so conscious of the needs of these furry companions that if she sees a dog being neglected, or even if it's no fault of the owners, maybe a poor living situation, she'll actually go up and introduce herself to the owners and offer help. Jane spent time today, for example, taking treats and some straw for a warm place to lie down in the winter to a dog named Blaze. And I just wanted to mention her. I find what she does and how mindful she is of the needs of others so inspiring. Whether it's pets in your neighborhood or a shut-in neighbor maybe who needs a smile, I think we should all be mindful of how our presence can benefit those that are suffering. So kudos to Jane for taking care of our companions out there. And kudos to the guy who returned $4,000. Gosh, that's a lot of money, right? We could pay off lots of bills with that. So as I do each week, I bring you a special angel message for the week of January 7th through the 13th. Dear ones, this week will be one of self-discovery. If you are mindful of those times when you have self-doubt or uncertainty enter your mind, transform those moments to a renewed faith in you and your amazing capabilities. You might ask how to take the energy of doubt and turn it into faith and hope. Well, remember to have such thoughts as a part of the human experience, but most people do not realize that when you catch these moments as they are happening, you have the power to change those thoughts into something else. Instead of chastising yourself for having negative thoughts in the first place, imagine what you can change or transform the thought into. For example, you think, I'm never going to succeed at this. You can change the thought to, I acknowledge maybe I have fear about this outcome, but I know I'm fully capable and I empower myself to move forward. Changing these types of thoughts can create a wellspring of new energies that move into your life. Because this year is a powerful one, we ask that you tend to your thoughts like that of a gardener watching over their tiny seedlings. Every thought you have is a type of energy that you're putting out into the world. If you understand this flow of creation, it will serve you well this upcoming week. The movement of energy this week will flow easier for you, which is great news. We know there have been many energetic shifts in the past few weeks that have greatly affected your world, and this has caused disruption and anxiety for many of you. Now that flow of divine light is moving much easier, and you will feel more balanced and certain as you move through your days. Take time for play this week and celebrate the authentic you. Share yourself with others and open to greater communication in your life. Your truth is always important, and speaking your truth greatly contributes to the whole. For those of you wishing to open to greater communication with us, the angels, we invite you to take some quiet time for some deep breathing and opening your heart to receive our assistance now. Until next week, my dear ones, the Seraphim. Wow, okay, well, I'm all for a little bit easier week, I think. I know lots of people can relate to that. It's been kind of bumpy lately. And as I said in the beginning, you know, I want to bring on my special guest, Sage Aram Nash, and welcome her to the Angel Connection. Welcome, Sage.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on the show. I really have enjoyed having some discussions prior to bringing you on the show about the angels in your life. So thanks for spending some time with myself and my listeners on this Friday evening. So, you know, for you, Sage, what age was the first time that you realized that angels were with you and helping you?
Well, I didn't really know that they were angels, but I have never been without them, ever. My first memory, when I was about 3 years old, that I remembered the angels, but that's about the time, that's as far back as I could remember. I could feel a presence talking to me, and I knew that it was a presence that loved me. And as I look back on it now, they would oogle, like, hi, how are you? You know, like an adult mm-hmm. might talk to a child. And I remember later saying, you could stop that now because I'm not a baby. Somebody, you know, sort of like a parent-child relationship. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that they were spirits.
I'm sorry, I had a little interruption on my line there. You know, I have talked to lots of people, you know, and angels can kind of communicate in a variety of ways with different people, Sage. So how do you communicate with your angels?
Well, you know, when you're imagining a conversation with somebody in your head, you're
mm-hmm.
imagining a conversation that it's exactly like that. I don't hear them outside myself. Although mm-hmm. sometimes I have, actually, I've actually heard this. But it's just exactly like imagining a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It started with automatic writing. I was practicing. Actually, I would get bored in meetings at work. I used to work in a hospital. And I would start writing with my left hand to amuse them because they were long meetings. And I got really good at it. And I started doing question and answering with writing, and then conversations developed actually, and I was really, really profoundly surprised about what came out. I paint. I write poetry, essays. I see signs. I saw something on your Facebook page, and I responded to that. I don't even remember what I said, but I felt something, and I feel it in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really powerful. It's not hurtful, but I just, when I know something, I feel it. And it's probably sensory.
So you kind of have a variety of different ways. And for people out there that are listening that don't know what automatic, you know, writers, automatic writing is, you know, it's just a process of just sort of being still, you know, and just not thinking, right? Just writing things out.
How I started was I read a book about using your left hand by Lucia Capiccioni. And she's an art therapist, I believe. And she has her clients, her therapy clients, write with the left hand, and that's how actually it started with me. I said, "Mom, I'm just going to practice writing with my left hand because I'm bored in these meetings." And then it became very, very spiritual. It was advice, and it was very deep. But how I started was I would just write anything, even if I knew it wasn't coming from angel spirit. Once the pen starts going, the words come into my head. The words come into my mind, my hand. It's nothing to write home about. It's a very natural process. If people are looking for something unusual, it's not what it is. It's very easy. It just kind of flows. And then I got thinking, actually. It was too much to write. But, you know what? I hear the words anyway. I'm not writing anymore. I'm just going to speak.
Well, you're a wife and a mom, and I know that you have three special needs children. Can you share with me and the listeners about a time when the angels helped you and your children specifically?
Well, being a sped mom, it's a very variable experience for many people. Some people have children with minor needs. Some kids still have only one child, but I have three, and very, very big job, and the system does not seem to have been difficult, but it's a system with a lot of stress in it. It's just the time has not come. And there was a situation where my son was put in a very, very difficult, situation. He would come home screaming and crying, and he was 4 or 5, and he was only in second grade, and it was, like, absolutely torturous for me. And it took me a while to find out what the problem was. Nobody meant any harm, but it happened, and it was very, very torturous to me. And I was very, very angry, and I had no idea what to do. And one day, and I was like just beside myself in anger, just unbelievably seeing red. Well, I would meet with these people, and one day I was sitting in this meeting that I thought there was smoke coming out of my ears. And I felt a tap on my shoulder, like this was a real tap. And I turn around and nobody's there. And they're looking at me like, "What are you doing?" So I turn, it happened a couple of times. And then I finally said, "Oh, it's you. You're talking to me." And they said, "You have an opportunity here." And I said, "Huh?" And they said, "I happen to like kids' movies." And they said, "Don't give up. Find a way. That's what winners do." And that's my favorite line from Surf's Up. It's a penguin. So there's a lot of humor, actually, in my conversations with angels. It's not dry. And I said, "How?" And they said, "You don't have to know how. You just have to be willing. Just let us know when you are." The next day, my kids had their physicals with the physician's assistant, who is a very, very close person to me, a very magical person. And she asked how it was going, and I said, "Well, you know, it's just really stressful. I don't know if I can continue on like this. I don't know how I can do it." And she said, "Well, you have an opportunity." And I said, "Huh?" And she says, "Never give up. Find a way. That's what winners do." she had no idea. She didn't know it was a channel at the time. She does now, but she didn't know anything about it. And I, all I just said was, you know, silently to them, okay, I'm ready. And I did, I haven't finished finding a way, but I have, I'm coming out with a book about making peace with the system, and, you know, I'm doing a lot of work around that. And I was given a choice, and I took it.
Well, I think that that is wonderful, and, you know, I have a son who's autistic, and so there are a lot of parents out there that get real frustrated, and bless, you know, wonderful angels for helping, you know, helping you kind of navigate that, especially with three special needs, because I know just how much, you know, extra that my youngest son, you know, that my youngest son requires, having Asperger's. So, you know, the angels bring us such wonderful blessings, you know, in our life, and I could probably count a million of them myself, but what do you feel for yourself as one of the greatest blessings you've received in your life by being able to communicate with your angels?
Well, there was two. A really short one was I was introduced to this woman who has a son with Asperger's, and my friend is Dina, and her son figured out that my son, he has Asperger's, and he figured out that my son has Asperger's and opened the doors for him. It was very, very that another child with pretty hefty Asperger's has led the way for my son. And there's many of them. The other one, another one that comes to mind was I decided I was going to coach parents of special needs children, that it would go along with my book and about trying to make peace. And then I decided, forget it. Parents of special needs kids can't afford this. They have advocates, they have attorneys. Nobody's going to want to do this. And I talked to a friend of mine, and I said, you know, I'll find something else, find a way to do this, but not like this. The next, I started having nightmares about a woman who killed herself. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, cigars, everybody has nightmares. But the next day I saw an article in the paper, and I was doing some research, and it kept popping up on every single search in places where it didn't belong. I finally read the article, and it was about a woman, a sped mom, who killed her and then herself because they were stressed out. This is a kind of a hard thing to hear, but just in a, you know, this is about healing.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I felt her energy with me, and as soon as I read the article, I said, okay, I stand corrected. This is a need. And, you know, I felt a lot of guilt, and you didn't do this because, you know, all these questions came to mind. It was, this happened, and I became aware of it. It was, they put it in my life so that I would be honest, know that this work is important. So she was kind of stuck here, and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And she said to me, you promise? And I said, I promise. And I said, you can go home now. And then I actually saw, sometimes I see, not all the time, a real picture of her surrounded by angels going home. And she said, that's a great blessing. I love you. And I said, I will do this. And Dina and I are doing this. We're going to create workshops, and we're gonna help other kids.
Okay. Well, you know, our time's kind of getting limited here, dear, but any quick advice you might give to our listeners this evening who would like to connect with their angels more directly?
Well, one of the things that I was looking through my file, and I picked out a paragraph of what they actually wrote to me about 25 years ago, and they said, it's not us who cannot hear you, it's you who cannot hear us, because you're distracted and skeptical. They say, listen to what comes from inside, follow that onto paper, and we'll speak with you in this way. And they said, everyone is connected. It's just a matter of listening. And you start by paying attention to the normal, your normal hunches. You pay attention to the physical feelings you have in your body. And if you think someone's lying to you, well, they are. Trust it. If you think you're going to win the lottery, you might. But it comes, you know, you could learn to do this in 15 minutes flat. I've taught people how to do this in 5. You just listen to your body and you believe. But they are there, and they're there for everybody.
Well, they certainly are, and they've blessed my life, and I'm grateful they've blessed yours, too. Thanks so much for being on the show with me tonight, Sage. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, CJ.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. And now I'm going to move on, I think, to my very first caller. Kristen, you're on the Angel Connection with CJ Martis. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kristen. How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to get some feedback. I'm having some transition in my life, and I'm transitioning out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still feeling pretty stuck in that frame of mind.
Okay, stuck how?
Stuck,
moving on, or?
I'm moving on. I mean, I just ran into the person in town. I live in a small town, and you know, it's hard. Yes, because it was not. There's no closure to this, really. So that's my question, I guess. How to move forward? Go ahead.
How to move forward, which is challenging, I think, that when we're in close proximity to somebody that we're trying to get some distance from, you're likely to bump into this person. But what I tell people a lot is sometimes when we make a decision in your life, I think the angels or, you know, the universal sources kind of bring us, you know, these opportunities to kind of practice, I guess, our resolve. But what the angels say about this relationship is that there is so much more for you, Kristen, than what that relationship could give you. I see a real imbalance there between your needs and the needs of this other person. And as you're in transition, you know, moving in, and I see just moving closer to creation of relationships and other things in your life that are most what you would like to have more of.
That's good.
And so it is a positive thing that you've made this choice. And you just, it all kind of boils down to what I talk about a lot, which is faith in yourself.
Yeah.
And really knowing that you deserve. Because you're a nurturer.
Yes.
And a giver. And you give and give and give. And we feel good about ourselves when we're giving, don't we? But eventually, when that's out of balance, when we're not getting that receiving that back from the people that we're giving to, and those things get out of balance, that's when our higher self, I think, you know, our divine self starts kicking and screaming and going, you know what, you need to make a change. You need to make a change. So I know it was hard for you to do what you did. And I know that, so I congratulate you there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to stick to your guns, gal.
And I haven't so many times. I've gone back, and it's like, you know, this much time has gone by. I need to just keep moving forward.
And I see, you know, sometime when you're, especially, and I say when you're ready, because you want to spend some time, you know, thinking about the things that you really, really deserve and want in a relationship. But I see, you know, springtime, you meeting somebody new. So you just work on yourself, do the things you need to do, take care of you, and the rest will follow.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks to you, Christine, and have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, we've got time for another caller. Welcome to the Angel Connection. You're with CJ.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, I couldn't tell if I was on or not. My name is Sandra. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Sandra. How are you?
I'm exhausted.
Well, I had the busy week I was talking about earlier.
I think it's been a busy 8 years.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I guess what I was needing was some confirmation or sense of a more grounding message for myself. I've been familiar with talking to my angels and such, but mm-hmm. I have been disconnected for a little while because I've been caregiving people since 2004, and I'm kind of tired and worn out, and I've made a big move from one location to another, and now I'm contemplating, do I need to move back? Finances are just really strapped, trying to take care of my mother. And so my whole body aches from head to toe, which is a signal.
absolutely.
And I can't seem to sit still and do my meditation and do my listening. So I thought, well, you sent me a message. Here I am.
All right.
Maybe I can get a sense of guidance, and this is the beginning of 2012 will be the beginning of my reconnecting and my listening.
Reconnecting and listening, certainly. And, you know, when we've had a lot, when especially as much activity and go, and do for others, which you hear me say a lot, you know, it can be very hard to switch gears immediately. So don't be frustrated if meditation's not working real well for you. And some of those other tools that you may already have, you know, kind of in your toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
But what the angels really recommend for you to begin with are basically just spending some time in deep breathing and with some breathing techniques at first.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to help to balance your body. This is going to help you kind of get more grounded and reconnected. And if you email me, I will send you some breathing techniques and instructions for you, because the breath for you is absolutely crucial.
Yes.
Okay, and they say don't move back.
Okay.
Keep moving forward.
That was my feeling.
Yeah.
But financially, it would be a better move. But I still feel that if I could get more grounded here and in Florida, which I'm a California girl, that I could possibly be doing my own thing down the road. But
yeah, and I think that is true, and I think that you need your sacred space, and if you have that, then these body things are going to shake out and be better, and good for you for trying to make a change for that.
Right, and thank you, and I do some healing technique that I haven't been able to implement, and I don't know if I should pursue that here in Florida.
Well, they tell me that you should definitely spend some time right now just for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be wonderful doing that, but just maybe not for a little bit yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I don't think I have the energy right now.
No. Nothing. We don't want to get you depleted. So,
okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling the show this evening. Bless you. Take care of you.
Bless you, too. Thank
you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. I've got time for one more caller. You're on the Angel Connection. This is Brandy.
Hi,
Brandy. We don't have much time, dear, but what can I do for you this evening?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you could be coming up with my love life.
In your love life?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently with someone?
No.
Okay. So what the angels say about your love life is not to be discouraged. They say that there's some reasons for that not manifesting are some of the lessons that you came in to learn. I really think and feel that 2012 is especially toward the latter part of 2012, much more likely that you'll have a significant relationship, one that's in balance and quite different, they say, from the other types of relationships you've had in the past, which is probably good news.
Yeah.
So
at the end, another year?
I would say toward the end of the year. I keep seeing September as a time frame.
Alrighty.
All right, Brandy, thanks so much for calling and waiting on the line. I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, that's about all the time that we have this evening. Oh, that was fun, and it just goes very quick. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in next week's show called Let Your Light Shine, where I'll share helpful information on raising your spiritual vibration in the coming year. Till then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and many blessings for the coming week. Bye-bye.